My name is Matthew Martin, and I studied abroad in Portugal, Spain, and Morocco. And I'm going to tell a story about when I was in Portugal. This is when I was in Lisbon. One of the days we had to go up to the Castillo de Jorge for an assignment. And I guess like the purpose of this assignment was to, you know, explore the city more. And this site is just like a major site overlooking the city. You know, it's at the top of the hill. It's beautiful scenery. You could see the entire city. So my friends wanted to run up there, you know, try and be healthy, you know, try and get a workout. And I was not about that. And everywhere they had these Lime scooters, which the Lime scooters are the electric scooters that you see in like California, Greensboro. But yeah, I was like, while you guys run, I'll just, you know, be on the scooter behind you and we'll just go up there. So I'm on my scooter, they're running, so we're going up the hill, and I'm realizing that the motorized scooter is just, like, you know, not making it up the hill. It just doesn't have the power to go up there. So I realized, like, I need to, like, ditch this scooter and then, you know, walk the rest of the way. So one of the problems is, in order to close out the ride, because you pay for it, you have to have Wi-Fi, and while I was over there, I had no data because I was only over there for a month. So I spent most of the time I dished away from my friends, and I spent time looking for Wi-Fi on my phone, so I didn't have to drag around this scooter everywhere. And as I'm looking for Wi-Fi on my phone, I'm just scanning, and then like I just touch the handlebars, and I run into the wall, and I just fall into the street in front of these six Portuguese people, and they're having dinner, and then they just like erupt in like this huge laughter, and I'm just like laying on the ground, I'm like, oh my god, like what's going on? So like I pick up the scooter, and like I just walk away with it. I don't even get on it anymore. And you know, I finally find some Wi-Fi at this restaurant, and you know, profusely thank the guy. For, you know, he spoke English, so I was like very much relieved at that fact, because, you know, I didn't speak very much Portuguese. But so yeah, after I close out the ride, I end up walking all the way up to the castle, and you know, I'm sweating, I'm exhausted, and you know, I get there right before like the sunset happens, and you know, my friends are still there, and you know, there's like food trucks up there, and we're all just like sitting around talking, having a good time, and you know, watching the sunset. And so yeah, that's my story.
Awesome. For this experience, do you think there's anything you would have done differently while you were thinking quickly of what to do next going up the mountain?
Yeah, I think that I should have turned around quicker, because I like when I was going, I thought, you know, the scooter can make it if I, like, you know, give it some help and, like, try and push it up the hill. But I, like, probably would have turned around sooner.
Right.
I probably would have, you know, just asked somebody for a Wi-Fi password instead of trying to find free Wi-Fi somewhere. You know, not fall off the scooter.
Yeah.
Something. But.
What was the most rewarding part after this experience?
I guess spending time with friends, because this was still, like, very early in the trip. Mm-hmm. So, like, I guess this is like more of like a bonding moment, because I get up there and obviously I'm like walking around, I'm like sweating like by myself, and like they see me like, Matt, like, what are you doing up here? Like, and like I tell them the whole story, and then, you know, it comes like this whole laughing moment, even though it was like really like, you know, it seemed pretty horrible in that moment, you know, but like after it was like, oh, it's something I can, you know, look back on and laugh at.
Paid off in the end.
Yeah.
Awesome.